Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And Tim, today we have with us evangelist, missionary, Joe Akers. What a joy, sir, to have you with us.
Yeah, he was here yesterday and just did an awesome, awesome job teaching from the scriptures, from the Word of God. And today there's going to be some different subject matter that he's going to be bringing forth. It's going to be an exciting time. Sir, we welcome you.
Thank you, Brother Tim. We're glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. And we want to carry on from yesterday. The Lord is coming soon. Why do you believe that to be the case?
Well, all you have to do is really study the Bible. You have to be a serious student of prophecy to know and to see the signs that are all around us. And you know that all of these things are happening at once now, not like they used to. And every now and then, the Lord will visit his people in different ways. And I used to have a lot of dreams, but I don't have them too much anymore. The Lord deals with me more now through the nine gifts of the Spirit and other ways. But in January this past year, 2013, the Lord came to me and stood right across from me. He said, "My people don't realize how close it is to my coming, and they're not preparing for my coming. And they're not getting their houses in order," and so on and so forth. And then he said, "They don't realize how close it is to the full fruition of the New World Order," which many people just don't know about. They don't really understand.
Mm. And I don't know that most of the church is even there to hear that right now, to be honest with you. So we're close, you're saying, to a new world order. We're close to someone signing a peace treaty with Israel. We're close to all that.
Yes. I can just generally talk to people out there in radio land and let you know that this thing has been coming for a long time. I think the most significant New World Order organization is probably the Illuminatis.
Okay.
And they came from Egypt in 1771. They came over to Europe. And out of the Illuminatis has come six major organizations of the New World Order. Mm-hmm. Of course, the devil's been at this for a long time. In Isaiah 14, five times he said, "I will, I will, I will, I will." He wants to exalt himself above the throne of God, sit on the mount of the congregation. But anyway, even the devil tried to tempt Jesus. "If you'll just bow down, I'll give you the kingdom to this world." So this thing has been coming about for a long time. So he goes about to unify nations, organizations, and what we now call the New World Order, which will be under the man called the Man of Sin, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Antichrist. And we have to understand the word Illuminati means enlightened ones, and they are a highly sophisticated organization of people in different parts of the world that are coming together. And there's been several people down through the years, such as Adam Weisskopf, a professor of law, was an Illuminati. He gathered people together. Mayor Rothschild in the 1700s rallied 12 of Weisskopf members to push the Illuminati movement, and then it came over to America. And people like Karl Marx and Albert Pike and others, Mazzini of Italy, they drew up plans for three world wars and a new world order in the latter days of time. Really quickly, a fellow by the name of Henry Wallace was a presidential candidate in 1933. His friend Henry Morgenthau was a close friend, and they're instrumental in putting the pyramid and the all-seeing eye on the back of a dollar bill. A lot of people don't know that, and there's a word back there on the seal called Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means New World Order. Mm-hmm. Been coming about for a long time.
Wow. We'll be right back. This is so interesting, Tim. Amen.
On top of Mount Carmel, Elijah did pray, seeking an answer, praying for rain. He sent his servant to view the sky.
Sharon, it's good to be back with Joe Akers. He's an evangelist and missionary, which I believe is another term for apostle. And sometimes when you mention apostle in the modern days, it kind of stirs up some things. But we just appreciate him and mm-hmm. his ministry. And it's not about titles. It's about the function behind what yes. God's called you to. And we so appreciate his ministry. And he's been talking on this session of Connected about the New World Order. And, sir, I know you have a lot of information you want to share.
Well, there's a lot of information out there on this, and but God's people need to know, those that are listening. Even the Lord came to me in a dream in January 2013. My people don't realize how close it is to the full fruition of the New World Order. Now, the New World Order Foundation has been in the process of being laid for many years, even decades. But now we're at a place where we can pretty much identify what their agendas are for the next 2 to 4 years, because they've publicly laid them out. Let me just explain who they are first. From the Illuminati, which bring the Council on Foreign Relations, and then you have the Bilderbergs, which a lot of people never heard of them, but they were founded in 1954 in Holland. They met at the Bilderberg Hotel, a very secretive organization. They also, Brother Tim, meet at a government building in Chantilly, Virginia, every April. And our government always puts military personnel around that building, won't let yeah. anybody in, nobody out.
Yes.
And they'll be meeting again soon. They're from the political arena, scientific, banking, military. They actually birthed the EU, which was former Common Markets. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
And they have an agenda to reduce the population of the world down to 500 million. It's about a few people controlling the masses. They want to put a microchip into the right hand of every human on planet Earth, in the right hand or forehead, by 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that'll be delayed, I don't know. Time will tell on that. But then you have what is called the Club of Rome. In 1968, they were birthed. They want to regionalize the world into 6 parts in the 10 divisions. Now, this is a little deep. It's over some people's head. But they want to regionalize 6 parts of the world into 10 divisions. More about that a little later. The Trilateral Commission, founded by David Rockefeller. You've got the United Nations. Then you've got what is called the New Age movement mm-hmm. today. People like psychics and spirit guides, Shirley MacLaine, Oprah Winfrey, Rick Warren, pastor of the Saddleback Church out in California. They're New Age people. They mix the gospel with psychics and their sayings, so on and so forth. But these are 6 organizations that we have identified. And again, we'll just speak to you, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, UN, and the New Age movement.
Now, what does this have to do with Bible prophecy? Can you pull us into that for all the believers out there?
Oh, yes. Well, it's got everything to do with it, because mm-hmm. in the last days, we read the scriptures in the Old Testament and the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the book of Revelation, tells us of the New World Order. Mm-hmm. All right, now, you ask what it has to do with Bible prophecy? The Club of Rome, one of the 6 New World Order organizations, they want to divide the world into 6 regions, 10 divisions. Now, listen to this very carefully. In Revelation 17:10, John prophesied of 7 world empires in history, 7 kings, 5 has fallen, 1 is, 1 is yet to come. That would be Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. Now, when John was on earth, he was under the Roman dictatorship or whatever. And then the 7th one would be the revived Roman Empire.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The number 6 to number 7 is what we need to center on. Daniel prophesied in chapter 11 of the same thing. You'd have to read it. But King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon saw a vision of an image and the empire down through time. And of course, he had no one to interpret it, the magicians and so on and so forth. But Daniel the prophet was brought in and revealed to him by God's Spirit that they would be in the latter days of time 10 kings that would rule with the Antichrist. Mm. And We have to understand now, since the birth of the Common Market Nations, or European Union, starting with Belgium, Holland, and Luxembourg in 48, and then you've got Italy, France, and Germany in 57, the Treaty of Rome, and then you've got 1973, England, Denmark, and Ireland, and then Greece in 1981, formed the left leg of the old Roman Empire.
That's right,
but
yes.
This year, we're going to see the right leg being formed.
This is going to be very, very interesting. We're going to break, and we'll be back with Joe Akers in just a moment.
I'm the one with two left feet, standing on a lonely street. I can't even walk a straight line. And every time you look at me, I'm spinning like an autumn leaf, bound to hit bottom sometime. Where would I be without someone to save me? Someone who won't let me fall. You are everything that I.
Ladies, registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door is underway. Don't miss this exciting event. Join us at the World Lighthouse Worship Center April 24th through the 26th. Worship led by Brian and Michelle Tunstall and the Awakening International Worship Band. And special speakers include Libby Fannin, Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Melissa Flores, Margaret Viss, and Timothy Colasino. Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
We are back with Joe Akers here on Connected, and we're feeling the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in studio as well as going across the airwaves. He has been talking about the subject matter, of course, the New World Order. And there's more information and revelation I believe we need to share before we pray, sir.
Yes, we left off talking about seven empires down through time. And when John prophesied in Revelation 17, he was living during the time of the sixth empire, which was Rome. But in the last days, the Bible is very explicit about a new world order and alignment of nations and an empire, the revived Roman Empire, which will have the Antichrist as its head and 10 kings ruling under him. And what you all need to know is the old Roman Empire had two legs. The western capital was Rome. The eastern capital was Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. Now, the European Union, which I thought was the full fulfillment of this, which I was only half right, has 27 members today, and not 10. And then Turkey is agreed to come into the European Union this year as a full-fledged member, and they will bring 25 more countries with them. And when they do that, the right and left leg will come together, and then we'll be ready for the 10 toes of the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, in which the Antichrist will have 10, and there'll be 10 kings rule with him throughout different regions of the world. Now, this is what a lot of people need to understand, and they need to understand it real quickly. When the fullness of these two legs come about, which will begin this year, and then the 10 toes, or 10 countries, the Club of Rome organization I mentioned earlier, they want to divide the world into six regions, 10 divisions. Now, listen to this. This is the first plan. This has to do with the United States. Our president went down to Mexico recently for the second time in about 2 years to push this plan, and they want to make the United States, Canada, Mexico one sovereign country, or whatever you want to call it. And that sounds inconceivable, but folks, it's about to happen. As a matter of fact, the Treasury Department has already printed up the money. It's not in circulation. It's called AmeriCo money. Many people do not know that, but United States, Canada, Mexico will be first division, South America number 2, Australia, New Zealand number 3, Western Union 4, Eastern Union 5, Japan 6, South Asia, which is India, Pakistan, Bangladesh number 7, Central Asia number 8, number 9 will be North Africa and the Middle East, number 10 is the remaining of Africa. And so that will fulfill that particular prophecy, and it's going to be very soon. Even though the church will not be here during that time, we need to understand those. And so we would also like to talk to you about their agenda before we quit.
Mm-hmm. And what is their agenda, sir? What is their agenda?
Their agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are several, but time will not permit me today. Number one, they don't want the economy to collapse just yet.
Okay.
Because they don't have all their programs. They don't have all their people in place. They don't want to do it just yet. They wanted to get used to things, get used to the dark, so to speak, and they're doing a good job of that. The second agenda is a forced debt creation. Forced debt creation. When Obama came into office, we were about somewhere around $13 trillion in debt. Now we're $17 trillion and climbing. Mm-hmm. You know how much money that is? That's a $100 bill stacked up all the way past the moon, and you still got bukus of money left. That's a lot of money. We're not going to recover from that unless
That's
God
right.
would help us. So they want a forced debt creation. They want every individual, every home, every community, every municipality, every state to be so deep in debt, every country so deep in debt that they will accept the New World Order. The Antichrist will come on a symbolic white horse in Revelation chapter 6. He has a bow in his hand. He has no arrows. He comes in peaceably. Daniel 8:25 says, by peace he destroys many. And so they have an agenda for forced debt creation. The average student loan is not a student loan. It's a government student loan that goes to a university, not small college. A university is $100,000. They're putting a whole generation of young people here today into debt. They want it. They're encouraging it.
Mm-hmm.
This thing called reverse mortgage,
mm-hmm.
it's a smokescreen. Why would you want to give the government? They'll give you a little bit of money, and then you got nothing left to give to your children. The farm, the house, all go to the government.
Yes.
But they want to own everything. That's their plan. They want to own all. They got the national parks. They got the recreations. They want to own everything that's that belong to us and lose our complete sovereignty.
And so before we close today, as God's people, just break it down in a few seconds here. Where should we be? What should be our focus right now?
Well, we really do need to be sensitive in our prayer life. There was a group of men in the Old Testament called the tribe of Issachar. There was about 200 of them. They knew what Israel ought to do. They knew the times and the seasons. We need to know the times and the seasons, be very aware of what is going on. We need to keep up our good prayer life. We need to be confessing the Word of God over our family daily, over our health, over our for our protection, and so on and so forth. There's just different things we need to do. We need private time every day for worship, praising and worshiping God every day.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, we just have just about a minute left, and we want you to pray for the listeners that God would just give revelation to them, that they could see where we're at in God's prophetic timetable and then respond accordingly through repentance and just getting right with God.
Dear Lord, again, we need the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, counsel and might upon every individual that's listening to my voice. And we would pray that you would reveal yourself in dreams and visions and through great pulpit preaching and bring material into their lives and help them understand so that they themselves can disciple, that they themselves can win the lost and understand the time that we're living in. Lord, pour that out upon them. Oh, God, you visited me in my time, and you have a remnant according to election of grace, and I just believe that there's other people out there that under powerful conviction of the Holy Spirit, and they're searching for God, they're hungry for God. And I pray for them, Lord, that you bring them all the way in. As we pray the Lord of the harvest, he'll send forth laborers into the harvest.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Tim, this has been good.
Yes, it has.
And we'll be back again next time right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.